This morning we're at the DuPont Pioneer One Field Day being held near Gothenburg, Nebraska. We're going to visit with Jeff Mueller, who is a pioneer field agronomist in central Nebraska. Jeff, let's talk about Aquamax. We've been hearing a lot about Aquamax here the last few years, and in a year like this, with as little rain as we've had, I'm sure there's a lot more interest in this product. So how are things looking this year?
Well, overall, you know, it's been a very dry and hot year. We've had a lot of stresses on the corn that we haven't had in years past. A new product that we have is our Optimum Aquamax. And the premise behind our Optimum Aquamax is products that have better tolerance to the drought conditions we're in. Using Pioneer's accelerated yield technology, we've been able to identify products that have the key native traits in them that show us better tolerance to drought conditions that we have out there. The main thing behind it is we still need rain to make grain, so we still have to have some moisture, but the ideal behind Optimum Aquamax is that under limited water situations or more droughty situations, we're able to have that plant or that germplasm hold on a little bit longer. A lot of the stuff that hold on a little bit longer out there in the field and hopefully make a little bit more grain in those dryland situations. A lot of the things that we saw this year out in the fields, again, under some severe drought conditions, was in plots, dryland, where we did have Optimum Aquamax planted versus other germplasms that didn't have the Optimum Aquamax tag in them, as the Optimum Aquamax corn seemed to hold on about another 10 to 14 days longer, stayed green about another 10 to 14 days longer. The ideal behind that is if they hold on a little bit longer and we can catch that rainfall or that moisture that can come through, we can maximize or utilize that moisture. It helps maximize or put more kernels out there on those ears and develop more ears and get more yield through it from that standpoint.
Well, this is the part of the country where those hybrids are really going to be designed for, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, kind of if you think about it, you know, the western Corn Belt is we have more struggles with the moisture, and we can have more drought conditions with less rainfall out there. So it works well in our area, and it fits. The other thing behind Optimum Aquamax, not only does it work well on our dry land situations or limited water situations, we can help maximize that yield, but also in our high yielding under pivot irrigation, good water, they are some of our highest yielding germplasms too. So it not only fits our dryland acres, but it's also some of our highest yielding corn on our irrigated acres also. Which an advantage there can be is when that producer's planting that pivot, you know, instead of planting the circle to one hybrid underwater and then putting a different product on the corners, we can go ahead and just plant through that whole pivot and utilize that germplasm and those traits through that whole pivot to have an advantage there and for that producer.
Okay, so demand for Aquamax is probably going to be pretty high going into next year. What about supply? Do you have an idea yet?
I have no idea on supply, but a year like after we've had this growing season, there's a lot more interest and a lot more wondering about the Optimum Aquamax product we have here at Pioneer. Obviously, you know, production fields out there, seed still needs to be harvested in that, but we're bringing along new technology. We're bringing along new germplasms that hopefully will meet the criteria for Optimum Aquamax product, and we'll have new germplasms coming down the road and developing and new products out there. So hopefully our supplies and our offerings that we can have in maturities definitely will increase with the years to come.